Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
His name. We want to bless
the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and the living God. But certainly he is the truth, and he is the living God. You are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And here in this city and every city where this broadcast go out, God will always get the glory, he will always get the honor, and he will always get the praise. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And I know that you must agree with me today that men and women, boys and girls, everywhere, all over the United States of America, abroad, throughout every country, his name needs to be lifted up. They need to be saved and come into the saving knowledge of him. So this is what our broadcast today is, to bring enlightenment through his word. And we will forever, forever lift up his name. Yes, you have time to help us live up his name. Why don't you get on that telephone, and why don't you tell someone that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air, and tell them that God has a blessing with their name on it. You can be a witness today. You can tell somebody about the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, this is the Breakthrough Broadcast, and we are here in order to bless the Lord. Listen, today we have an exciting topic today. We're going to be talking about Hannah, faithful in prayer. Hannah, faithful in prayer. I would like first to let you know that and introduce to you our panelists for today, and they are as following. I would like to introduce to you Miss Helen Hooper, Pastor Monica Bryant, Pastor Christina Shanks, and Evangelist Jervin Spencer. And I am your host, yours truly, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And we want you to be able to follow with us as we journey through the Word of God. Our study text today is going to be coming from 1 Samuel, 1st chapter, 1st through that 2nd chapter, and that 10th verse. Central truth today is God honors honest and persistent prayer. Prayer that is honest, prayer that is persistent, prayer is a prayer with faith, where you can stand on God's word, that you don't pray and lose faith, but pray and know that whatever you pray, that it's going to be done. The word of God saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We'd like to use one key verse today, which is coming from 1 Samuel, the first chapter, and that 27th verse. It says, for this child I have prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. And this is for the King James KIV, and we'll also like to share with you the NIV. I have prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. Well, we just, as I said before, we're excited about our panelists and the women of God and the men of God that God has given to the Breakthrough Broadcast as they come and invite and advise the word of truth. Don't you know the word of God said, we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. And he said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And we have the word of God before us and around us, and we can hear it because consistently we want you to be able to hear the word of God today. And we want not only you to hear, but we want others to hear it as well. The word of God say, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we want you to be able to hear the word of God. And we are going to be talking about a woman of God that was persistent in her prayer. And we want to add that through last month, the month before, we were talking about women, powerful women of God that God was using in this time, and women of God that stands out. They had a mission. They were leaders. They were women of God that stood on God's word, and God was able to use them in a great and a mighty way. Yes, we talked about Ruth. We talked about Ruth, how in her kinder of hope, how God kindled her hope when she thought about that she didn't have any, when things looked at really bleak, things didn't look good for her, but God came and God made the difference for her. Then we talked about, at one time, we talked about Abigail. Don't you remember when we talked about that? How she, Abigail, she was wise. She was a wise woman. She was wise, and she was not only wise, but she was determined. God needs women today that's wise and that determined. And also, we also talked about Rahab. Rahab was one that saved her family. She was able to preserve the lives of the spies when they came, and by doing so, she and her family were not destroyed. They were saved, and her name is in Hebrews 11 chapter in the Hall of Fame. And then we talked about also Mary Magdalene. This woman was bound by demons, but she became a devoted follower of God. Don't you know people in your life that have had things that they may have been a prostitute, they may have been a liar, they may have been a drunk, whatever they may have been, men and women, but yet God moved in their lives and God drastically changed them. I like that song where it say, I'm not the same anymore. I am not the same anymore since Jesus came in my life. I'm not the same, never will be the same. Why? Because Jesus changed my life. And that's what Mary Magdalene did to say. Oh, I was bound by demons, but God came into my life. She met a master. She met somebody that was able to change her life. One day, I believe that if you are not saved, you don't know Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, you'll be able to meet him and know that God has changed your life. Some of you that were sinners, we all were sinners, saved by grace, but God came into our life. And then the last one I would like to bring up that we talked about Deborah as well. And we thank God because she was a model for other women. She was a model, and she was a judge. She was a prophetess, and I just thank God that she could stand and that she can also, we could also look at her, see how God used her. And because, you know, I think it's so important right now because sometimes a lot have been told that women cannot be used, women cannot do certain things in ministry, women cannot preach the word, men cannot teach the word, whatever. But you know, when God calls your name, when God has your assignment for you, God has called you to do exactly what he wants you to do, whether you're an apostle, whether you're a prophet, whether you're a pastor, evangelist, or teacher, I mean, whatever it is, we need to be about God's business. But you know, today we're going to talk about another woman of God. We're going to talk about Hannah. Don't you remember Hannah? Hannah was a woman that prayed, and she believed God, and she stood on God's word. So we're going to go to our panelists at this time, and we're going to bless the Lord because I know that you're excited as I am as we get ready to discuss the word of God, as we get ready to buy the word of truth. At this time, we're getting ready to bless the Lord and thank God and welcome her to our broadcast again. We thank God for Miss Helen Watson, and she is going to come to us, and she is going to talk with Hannah, faithful in prayer. But Miss Helen Watson, our first panelist, is going to come, and she's going to talk about acknowledge the problem. Yes, we need, if there is a problem in our life, first we need to acknowledge it. And she is going to come from 1 Samuel, 1st chapter, 1st through the 8th verse. So now, let us welcome Ms. Helen Watson to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
And I want to say hello to the panelists and to our listening audience. Praise God. And I am coming from 1 Samuel, 1st through the 8th verse, and it reads, "Now there was a certain man of Ramah in the mount of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroboam, the son of Elihah, son of Tohu, the son of Zob, and which was a Ephronite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? And here we're looking at Hannah today, and I'm talking about acknowledging the problem. Here, Hannah has, as I was reading, Hannah has more than one problem. First of all, her husband, Elkanah, that was not her problem. Elkanah loved her. We see in the scriptures here where he said he gave her, the scripture says that he loved her. Even though she didn't have any children, he did not care about that. He loved her. God gave him a special love for her. He gave her extra portions. And the other wife, Peninnah, had children, but they say that he loved Hannah more, so that wasn't her problem. First of all, her problem was that the petition that she had before God is that she had no children, and she wanted to bear children. And we as mothers out there know if you are the mother type and you desire children and that is what you have on your heart and you have no children, we know that could be a problem when you have a nurturing spirit, but there's no one there to nurture. And Hannah had this problem. That was her major problem. That's the problem that she had before God. She wanted a son. She wanted a child, and she could not have any. But the other problem she had was in verse 6, lets us know that Peninnah was her adversary. And when the adversary, we all know the devil can get after us from time to time and time. He gets behind us, and we pray, and, you know, we pray, and we fast, and we cry out to God. But the Bible tells us that Peninnah was her adversary, but she was also in her home. So there was no way she can get away from this adversary. This was her husband, Elkanah. This was his other wife. And she had all those children. She had, the Bible says he gave portions to her sons and her daughters. So that tells us that she had children. She didn't just have one child. She had children. And she provoked Hannah. She picked at her. She teased her about not being able to have children. And I imagine that hurt her to her heart because she wanted children. She desired children. She wanted a son, but she could not have any. God had shut up her womb. So we see here Hannah goes to God. She has a problem. She has an adversary in her house which tortures her with not having children. And she has a husband that thinks that, I love you so much. Why am I not enough for you? Why can't you just love me? I love you without children. Am I better to you than 10 sons? So here Hannah has a problem, and she has to turn to God. That's why when we have problems as men and women of Christ, we have problems, we have to turn to God because this is a God situation. Nobody can change this but God. God, her womb was closed, so only God could come in and change this statement on her womb, giving her a child, giving her a son. But as we read and we go through the story here, we go through 1 Samuel, you will see how Hannah went to God in fervent and persistent prayer because she believed that God would do exactly what she needed him to do, that he would answer her prayer. She did not stop. She did not cease from praying. She stayed before the Lord until he answered her prayers. Even when the priest saw her and thought she was drunken because she was just so in the spirit, she was just, it was just her and God and God and her, she went to him in prayer. She did not care what people thought about her. she just knew that she needed to reach out. She knew that she needed to touch God. She knew that she needed God to hear her prayer. Because this, we see Hannah here persistent in her prayer, acknowledging the problem that she had, and she knew that God could, it was the only one that could fix it. She spoke to her husband about it because he was concerned about it, but for the most part, she went to God with everything. He shut up her womb, so he was the only one that could open it. He was the only one that could give her, put life in her womb, and she knew that. So we see here acknowledging, she's acknowledging her problem, and she sees that God is the only person, the only one that could do something about it. He would have to answer this prayer. She was so persistent in prayer. She didn't care that Eli the priest thought that she was drunken because she was praying. She was pouring her heart out to God. She was praying. She wanted God to hear. She wanted God to move. He had to move in her life. But the Bible, as we go on with the story, we also see that Hannah vowed a vow to God concerning this male child that she wanted. Now, how many of us would vow that sort of vow to God? I have a son, and I love my son with all my heart. I don't think I could have done what she did, being the woman of God, that if you give me this son, if you do this thing for me, he will serve you the rest of his life. I will give him back to you to serve him for the rest of your life. She vowed a vow. She gave something back to God. And us as his people, us as women of God, us as men of God, need to learn how to vow a vow and keep it to God. We need to give back something to God, not always asking him for something, but Hannah was asking him, but she also says, this is what I will do, Lord, if you give me this child, if you answer my prayers. Her prayers were persistent. She believed that God would do this, so she vowed a vow to him. And as we see as we go on, she kept that vow with God, and she birthed, and he gave her one of the most precious men in the Bible. He gave her Samuel, which was the last, he was the last judge in Israel. God made him great among men. So we see here Hannah keeping her eyes on God, acknowledging her problem, knowing God, putting God first, knowing that he is the only one that could do this thing for her. He's the only one that can turn this thing around for her. And we should keep, just like Hannah, keep our eyes on God. When we're going through, when things don't look like they should look, when they look bleak, when they look dark, and we can't see him anywhere, we should still keep our eyes on God, not losing faith, like Dr. McCoy said earlier, not losing faith, not looking back, not going to the left or the right or wavering or fainting in our faith, but we should keep our eyes on God and look to him to answer. And when we pray, pray an honest and fervent prayer. Believe that he is going to do that. And that's what Hannah believed. We have to believe what we pray. If we don't believe what we pray, there's no reason to pray. There's no reason to go to God because we have no faith. And faith, we know that it moves God when we have faith in him. So she prayed and she knew that God would answer her prayer. That's why she vowed a vow. I will give this child back to you. She vowed a vow to him, and she knew that God would move on her behalf. She knew that this prayer would ring around his throne, that he would hear, and he would open up her womb, and he would do this. She didn't even pay Peniah any attention when she prayed, when she went to God. It was just her and God, and she just kept her eye on that. And I'm pretty sure Peniah threw it in her face all the time. Where was she going to go? She lived in a house with her. She was the Bible says, the scripture says that she was her adversary. That means she tortured her. She teased her. She picked her. I'm pretty sure all those kids running around there in the house, she couldn't do anything about it. She couldn't get away from it. But look, as a woman of God, look what she did. She kept her eye on God. And I imagine this day and time, that would be a hard thing to do. It wouldn't be that peaceful at home of this day and time, living in the world that we live in. But Hannah couldn't do anything about it. This was her. This was Elkanah's other wife. These were his children. And I imagine that hurt her to the core, seeing those children run around. But, like I said, she acknowledged her problem, and she went to God with fervent and persistent prayer, having faith that he would move and he would give her that male child that she asked him for. So, listening audience, we want you to know today, keep your eye on God, no matter what it looks like. No matter, because this was a miracle in itself. If she was barren, that means she couldn't have any children. She was not to have any children. And God moved on her behalf. So we have to keep our eye on God, and he will move on your behalf. I don't care what it looks like. God is always in control. He always has the final and the last say-so. So when you are going through anything, I don't care what it is, even facing death, a child in prison, anything, keep your eye on God. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep praying persistent prayer in your faith moves God. If you don't have any faith, you cannot move him on his throne. Keep your faith and keep your eye on God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper, Ms. Helen Hooper, for giving us and showing us and giving us a picture of what God was saying and how God was using this woman of God, a woman that, in a sense, was desperate. Have you ever been desperate before? Have you ever wanted something so badly until you didn't really see it? It seemed like it wasn't coming to pass. It seemed like it wasn't ever going to happen. But, you know, that is when we can see that now faith. Now faith is a substance of things over evidence of things not seen. As Ms. Hoover said, year after year, she's seen the other wife, children around, and probably up in the lap of their father, and also running around. But nothing she could do about her desire was to bring forth. She was barren. And one of the things about it that, you know, sometimes we question ourselves, Lord, why is I'm in this situation? What is happening to me? Why is this? Why am I bearing this woman that have multiple children, and here I'm praying, and yet I don't have any children whatsoever. But she, I seen as I was reading the Word of God, and I'm listening to Ms. Cooper, and I know you had to see it. This woman, she went through a lot. She was almost to the point of being oppressed. She fretted. She wept because of the adversary. She was provoked by the adversary time after time. We don't know how many times, but she was provoked. She was, she did wept. She did weep. She was so grieved for the things that she had gone through. But and even to the point that she had stopped eating. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been through a situation in your life that you just don't want anything to eat? No matter how good it looks, who prepared it, you just don't want it. You're really not in the mood for it. You've lost your appetite. But one of the things that even as I listen to the Word of God, that God is the one that shut up her womb. God was the one that caused her that she could not be bear, that she could not bear. Sometimes we don't know why we go through situations. We don't know, but when we can pray and we can believe God, no matter what we don't see, we have to trust God, to trust the Lord with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. But the Word of God says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he said that he will direct our path. He will open those doors. He will open that womb, whatever it is in our life. And it may be somebody out there in our listening audience that are there, been wanting to have a child, seems like nothing is happening. But as you listen to the Word of God today, I believe that you're going to be encouraged. So at this time, we're just going to move a little further, and we're going to pour out your heart. We're going to pour out. Haven't you been there? Would you just pour out your heart before the Lord? Would you just got before God? It just seems like you're crying and you're just weeping. You're so sad on the inside because it looks like it's not going to happen. But yet it didn't stop her from praying. It didn't stop her from interceding, but I believe that God had to take her faith to the higher height and to that deeper depth in him. Sometimes God just want to take us a little further. Sometimes God want to increase in us. God wants to mature us. God want to make us better. And I believe that is what God was making her better, to be able to do something that in a natural she would not have been able to do. But as you hear, and as you've been hearing from Ms. Helen Cooper, you're going to get to hear from Pastor Bryant. She's going to be coming up next. And then following her, we're going to be hearing from Evangelist Jerning Spencer. And we're going to, you're going to hear, and they're going to let you know what God is saying about this particular topic. And it is coming from 1 Samuel, the first chapter, 9 through the 18th verse. I don't know about you today, but I want you to know today that I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about how God is doing great and mighty things. And the same way he moved for others, the same way he will move in your life. We would like to welcome to our broadcast Pastor Monica Bryant.
Here we go. Ladies,
becoming brief from 1 Samuel, 1st chapter, 9th through 18th verse. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a pool of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. We're talking about pour out your heart. First, let's look at who is Hannah. Hannah, she's a devoted wife, she's a devoted mother, and also she is devoted to God. In her despair, she did not turn from God. If anything, she drew closer to God. And to me, at that moment, that Hannah, she's showing strength. Because how many of us can say that we can actually really go to God when we're so in despair, when we are so hurting and so much pain? Because sometimes we try to fix our problems ourselves. But at that time, her pain was so sharp that she couldn't even voice her prayer. I knew that she prayed for years. The Bible says that she prayed for years for God to bless her with a son. But what was different about this prayer? What was so significant about this prayer? This prayer was a prayer, I believe, of a prayer of a woman that was losing her faith, because she spoke in her heart, not with her voice, only her lips moved. Hannah's experience teaches us that God hears our hearts and answers our prayers, even though that she didn't have the strength for the words to come out. But she was able to at least, with her lips, mouth the words that she was trying to say unto God, that God would hear her heart instead of her just hearing the words that were coming from her lips. This was a woman that was crying out with bitterness in her soul. So in this bitterness that was in her soul, what made this prayer different from the years of prayers that she's prayed is that she made a vow to God. And I've been there. I have definitely been there in my life to where I've gotten to a point to where I was at the edge of really like saying, this is going to be my last prayer. I'm not going to pray anything after this anymore. I'm not going to pray for this thing anymore. And to my last result, I would make a vow unto God. But with Hannah in this vow to God, that the vow was that she said, God, if you bless me with a son, with a male child, with a male seed, that I would give him back to you with no razor even touching his head. this vow that she made, it was a promise to God, an oath that she made to God. And at the time that she was making this oath to God, that's when Eli, you know, he looks upon her. He marks her lips because he's sitting in a seat on the post, next to the post of the sanctuary in the temple. And he looks at her mouth, and he's looking at her mouth, but nothing's coming out. So he's thinking that she's drunk, that she has been drinking wine or that she's been drinking strong drink. So his first reaction of what he does when he goes over there to her, he says, you know, he rebukes her. He rebukes her because he thinks that she's drunk. But Hannah, she gets up and she explains to Eli that she was just pouring out her heart to the Lord. And after Eli patiently hears what Hannah has to say, he turns around and he blesses her. And he sends her away with peace. And I believe at that moment that when Hannah had the opportunity to really explain to Eli the priest that he was able to become a witness to her suffering. And not only a witness to her suffering, but he actually connected to her problem. And that's why he blessed her. Hannah was pouring out her soul to God because she was looking to gain peace for her situation. And when Eli came into agreement with her for God to bless her with what she was asking for, she was able to return to the table with a glowing look on her face, a face of peace, a face of calmness, probably not even a face of distortion or anything like that. And her, you could tell that her attitude had changed, her mood had changed. She was willing to eat now. So everything about her changed. She left from the table with despair, but she came back to that table with peace. And when she returned also to the table and looking better to her husband, because her husband also looked upon her countenance, he looked upon her face. And at that time, I believe that she had peace because she knew at that moment when Eli blessed her and that he became a witness to her suffering and became connected to the problem, that she received the breakthrough that she needed. She needed someone to connect to her. She needed someone to have an understanding of what she was going through. She needed someone to bless her. She needed someone to help lift up her faith when her faith was low, when her faith was dwindling. She needed that breakthrough of peace. Because I feel that when we ask God over and over and over and over the same prayer and be very persistent in that prayer, that there needs to be a breakthrough. There needs to be a moment where we know that that prayer is going to be answered by God, that we don't have to have that suffering in our heart any longer, that God would give us peace in that situation. He will give us peace in that problem. And even though that God wants us to come to him when we are at our worst, you know, he desires to know what is in our heart. Because in our relationship with God, we are to let him know everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I look upon this, and even though I look at what Hannah went through, I look at not only the devotion that she had to God, but also the strength that she had to continue this prayer all these years and not give up, and even at this point to be able to make a vow to God. But I do have one question. Not only this question to the panelists, but also the question to the listeners. And I want all of us to really search our hearts as we listen to the question. And the question is that, have you ever hurt so badly, so deeply, so sharply that you could not find the word to pray? And if you would bear with me one moment, I would like to share a testimony because I, for 2 years now, I have been praying for the salvation of my sister, that she would come into the true knowledge of God, that she would be able to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And I say today that I have received a breakthrough today, because about 15 minutes before the show was to air today, a breakthrough broadcast, that my sister called me from Atlanta, Georgia, and she asked me for prayer. She asked me to intercede on her behalf because she was ready to live her life, to make things better and to make that first step towards God. And I just thank God for that, because it just lets me know that God is still in the miracle-making business as long as we just continue to not give up on God, because I know that he will not give up on us. And I thank you, Dr. McCoy. Back to you.
Thank you, Pastor Bryant, for again, for giving us what God has given you. It's good to share. It's good to be able to hear from God. It's good to be able to hear the voice of God and for God to give us revelation, knowledge of his word. And we just thank God for what you have shared today. We thank God because it is so true that she did make a vow before the Lord. And, you know, have you ever been in a time, I just believe that even so, because I thank God because of the fact that sometimes it takes you, it takes you in a situation and time. It takes you to cause you to want to go to that next level, want to please God, want God to move in your life so much, so desperately, until you know within yourself that this was when she made this vow. She didn't ask just for a daughter. A daughter is great. Daughter is good. Thank you, God, for daughters. But this woman of God, she asked for a man of God. She wanted that boy child. And when she said to God, when he gave it to her, God, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to lend it to you, you know, the rest of his life. And she could, I believe if God didn't let her go through some of the things, God allow us to go through some situations in our life. So I believe if God did not allow her to go through some things that she had gone through, I don't believe that she would have quickly and wanted to give God back that son to God. See, God purposely, because the word God let us know that he shut up her womb. You know, he was the one, he was the responsible for her not being able to bear. But she had to come to that point, to that pivot word in, that she was willing. She was willing to give it, that child, back to God. So I thank God that even all through the struggle, although she fretted, although she wept, yes, sometimes she would provoke. We've been there. Sometimes you get to the point, as we said before, you don't even want anything to eat. Your heart is grieved. But you know what? God has taken us to that next level in him when you don't give up or you can be persistent. And she was in a prayer. Somebody said, well, she don't need to do all that crying. She sort of knew that God was going to do it. Everybody is not on the same level. Everybody is different. God, her maturity and her faith and God was different. But yet God knew that she was going to get where he wanted her to be so that he'll be able to use her son and to use her in a great and a mighty way. So I think about even through her struggle and through the crying, the scripture came back to me that weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know when your morning is. I don't know when your morning is, but there is going to be a morning. There was a morning. That was a time that joy came for this woman of God. And so, you know, it's just so much, you know, even as I hear the word of God and Lord speaking to my heart, you know, it's so much that we can say, but we're going to just go ahead and move. I know you're eating. I know it's good. It's just like my favorite pie is a potato pie, but this word is better than the potato pie. It's better than ice cream, and I love to eat that, and I'm telling you, it is so better than that. I don't know what your favorite meal, but God, there's nothing to pass God's word, especially when God prepared it for you. So we're getting ready to hear from one of our other panelists, a woman of God that certainly loves God, certainly able to rightly divide the word of truth. We're getting ready to go to evangelist Geraldine Spencer. We would like to welcome her to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and to the panelists. Amen. And I'm going to be touching on also where Hannah poured out her heart, unto the Lord. And if it, the scriptures have already been read, and the thing that the Lord showed me as I was studying this out was that yearly they went up to worship her husband, Eli, and amen, and how they went up to do a sacrifice to the king, the Lord of hosts, which is the King of glory. And I also found out as researching that during this time that they went up, this was a time that God had required of them that three times a year that they are to come up, in other words, do a sacrifice to him. And this time that they went up, it was during the Feast of First Fruits, which is also known as Harvest Feast, which means the first fruit of thy labor. And God was showing and ministering to me that this was a time that she, when she made the vow, what the vow that she made, it is called a Nazarite vow. And the Nazarite vow, that can be for a temporary vow, which could be for 30 days or 60 days, or it could be a perpetual vow, which would be for a lifelong. And here she made a Nazarite vow for her son, amen, and that he would live his life for the Lord. And she, in other words, gave him to the Lord and made that vow, because also in the Nazarite vow that no razor would come upon the head. And here she made that vow, and what really got me was how God honored that vow and how the son that she had, which was Samuel, how he lived up to that vow and did honor God all the days of his life. And I just look at here with Hannah, how she, in other words, to pour out means to, in other words, to empty yourself. In other words, she had got to a place, even after all that time of praying, as the other panelists have said, that she was continuously praying and stuff. And but it was this time that God honored her prayer, her vow, and God, and also she exemplified that she was faithful. She was faithful to, in other words, going to continue to pray that prayer over and over. Amen. And this just was the timing. This was the right time that God answered it. And God, you know, is saying to us, will we be faithful? In other words, even though we don't see it, it don't look good right now, but will we be faithful to continue to pray, you know, regardless of what is coming at us? Will we be faithful to continue to pray that what we are seeking the Lord for? And when she made that vow, amen, God answered her. She was able to continue on and was able even to eat, amen. And the thing, too, that I saw in here was how her husband, Eli, thought she was drunk with wine, but when she said to him, "No, Lord, that I'm not," in other words, that I am not I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. So in other words, she was letting it be known, and when she let, amen, the priest of God, the man of God, know what was taking place, and it wasn't what he was thinking that it was, that how in the end he came into agreement and asked God to honor, to bless, and to fulfill what she was praying. He didn't even ask. She told him that she had poured out her soul. He didn't even ask her what it was, but he immediately came into agreement with her, and blessed her. Amen. Because he was the priest, blessed her that God would honor and to do that thing to her. And he even said to her, "Go in peace." Amen. And the God of Israel, verse 17, grant thee that petition that thou hast asked him. Amen. So, amen. He, in other words, amen, touched and agreed with her. Amen. Amen. After he found out, amen, that she was not of wine or anything, but she had poured out her heart unto him. And, you know, a lot of times we want to go and we want to pour out to our friends, to our loved ones, to our family. We want to pour out to everyone when God is really telling and speaking to us, come and pour out to me. I already know about it. I'm the one that, in other words, is in control. I'm the sovereign God. I'm allowing it to take place. I'm allowing you to go through this because I need you to come to me. I need you to show me that you are dedicated and you want to be faithful to me. Come to me, not unto man. It's fine and dandy to go, amen, unto man and to talk about it, but in other words, pour out to the one who's able to take care, who's able to meet your need, who's able to do what needs to be done in your life, amen, and a true, amen, friend, a person of God, amen, that when you pour out, amen, they would just, in other words, come into agreement with it. Amen. They ain't got to sit there and ask you all questions. Well, why are you pouring out and why are you doing that? He did not do that. He just said, amen. May the God of Israel, amen, give you peace and grant you, in other words, bless you and give you that petition that you have poured out to him, you know, and stuff. And the Bible doesn't even say whether he knew that she was being provoked by the adversary. He didn't say anything about his knowledge of it, but that once he realized that she was not drunk with wine, that he immediately came into agreement when she told him that she was pouring out her soul, had poured out her soul into the Lord. Amen. And sometimes, you know, the Lord is saying to us that, you know, once we pour out, amen, amen, you know, amen, find someone to come into agreement, amen. Not with, you don't want to know the details and all that, you know, but in other words, to come into agreement and just say, amen, God grant that petition. God grant that petition unto her. God grant that petition unto you. Amen. So, and I pray that the listening audience, amen, that know that God is speaking to you today. Amen. Pour out, amen, that thing that has been plaguing you, that thing that has been look like it, hallelujah, is, hallelujah, turn into a mountain. Pour it out to him. Pour it out to him. And to pour it out means to speak, amen, to speak to him. And here she was, when she was pouring out to him, that nobody even heard it, but she was pouring out of her heart. She was pouring out of her heart. That sometimes we can, amen, be in the midst of people, amen, and we can still pour out our heart unto the Lord, amen. And when we are, amen, pouring out unto him, that he hears and he answers, amen. And thank the Lord for Eli recognizing that she was not drunk with wine, and I praise the Lord for how he quickly came into agreement, amen, agreement with whatever she poured out. It wasn't about the question of knowing, but you know what, Lord? She's poured it out to you. I'm in agreement with it. And, God, I thank you for granting her, bless her, Lord, to get that petition. And I know that you will do it because you are the God of Israel. Amen. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Spencer, for blessing us today. As always, we thank God for giving us even increasing our understanding, giving us even more revelation of what God is saying through God's word. And we thank God for the women of God as they proclaim Jesus Christ on today. We're getting ready for our last subtopic, which is praise God for provision. And we're getting ready to go to Pastor Francina Shanks, and she's going to bless us under the topic, praise God for provision. And the scripture is going to come from 1 Samuel, the first chapter, 19th and that 20th verse. And then on that second chapter of 1 Samuel, it will come from the, begin from the first to that 10th verse. Yes, we'd like to welcome Pastor Francina Shanks to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory today. I'm coming from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord. The topic is praise God for provisions. And returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And I'm going over to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. Hallelujah! Glory! They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased it, so that the barren has borne seven, and she that has many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He brings low and lifteth up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointing. Praise God. Well, you see, the Lord told me and spoke to me, Hannah had an impossible situation. And even though she had an impossible situation, the Lord told me, when she went up to the temple at that time to pray, she poured out her heart unto the Lord, and the Lord gave her confirmation of what she had prayed for through the man of God for a son. Praise God. But the Lord told me to tell the people, she praised him in advance. She believed the word of the Lord, that the man of God spoke to her, that God was going to grant her petition. And so she praised the Lord for his provision that he made for her. And the Lord told me to tell the people that Hannah, people got to do like Hannah, praise him in advance. Praise God. And so that's what she did. She praised the Lord. And that prophetic anointing fell on Hannah, and she was talking about how there is not a God like our God, and our God is a rock, just like Hannah said, and we can always go to him. Praise God. And look what her name means. Her name, Hannah, in the original Hebrew means gracious. That means she was a pleasant and kind and courteous woman. Praise God. But she was going through, she was being provoked by her husband's second wife, Penina. You know, Penina's name means coral. It also means she a sea creature, a venomous snake. And here she was tormented and vexed and teased by this woman, her husband's second wife, because she was barren. She didn't have any children. You know, so Hannah knew that the Lord was going to come through when the man of God gave her that word. So she praised the Lord in advance before she even saw the baby. Praise God. And that's what God wants us to do. You know, many of us have a banana in our life, like Hannah did. You know, it might not be like Hannah. Her husband was had two wives. But we can have a banana in our life who teases us and prevents us on the job. It could be a coworker. It could be your boss. It could be a neighbor. It could be a family member that the enemy will use to vex you. That can be your adversary. Praise God. Glory to God. But through all of that, Hannah trusted in the Lord, and she praised God. She knew God was going to bring her out. She knew that God was going to break the bows of those mighty men, those enemies. Praise God. She said it in her song here as she was praising the Lord, praising him for her provision. So I just want to tell all of you out there, like Hannah, like the Lord told me, you might have, excuse me, an impossible situation. But hold on and trust the Lord and praise him anyhow. The devil is a liar. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. You might be teased and all the time and irritated by the enemy. Here Hannah wept, but through all of that, she praised the Lord for her provision, for God's provision that he provided for her. The Lord told me to tell the people of God, you got to praise him in advance. Do like Hannah did, no matter what you're going through. You might have a barren situation like Hannah did, but in your barren situation, you can praise the Lord and know that God will bring you through, that he is a God. He is a God of provision. All we have to do is trust in him and what he tells us to do and believe on in him and stand on his word. And I just want to give a little testimony how, like Hannah, I was in a impossible situation. And I just did like Hannah and prayed and believed God and trusted him and praised him in advance for the breakthrough that he brought me. And I praised him in advance for the provision because I stood on his word. And so I just want to encourage you out there today that you might have a penina in your life, but God will give you victory. Penina was an evil woman. She was wicked. And so the enemy would use people around you to try to bring you down. But you just stand on the word like Hannah did, and you just praise him in advance. God is a God of breakthrough. He is a God that we can depend on and rely on. Praise God. And like the scripture said, Hannah spoken in verse 6, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lift up. God will lift you up out of your situation. Praise God. He will make you to ride up on the high places of the earth. So you might have an impossible situation like Hannah did, but you got to do like Hannah did. The Lord wants me to tell you to praise him in advance. And I would like to turn this back over to Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shank, for sharing with us. Praise God for provision. Oh, what a word from the Lord. Oh, how God has blessed us tremendously today. And I just thank God, even as we get ready to close this segment of Breakthrough Broadcast, I like to say that there is nothing too high for God. You know, it may be seems difficult, may be trying for us. It may, in a sense, in our own mentality, seems impossible. But it's nothing impossible with God, because God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yet, she was seems like in a situation that she didn't see her way through. But when I think about the Word of God says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. So therefore, it's nothing. When we put it in the Master's hands, when we can put our confidence and our faith in God, that there is nothing too hard for God. And one of the things I'd like to say before we get ready to close this broadcast, so that everyone would understand that, yes, Hannah's husband had two wives, but in that culture, he he had two wives. But here and today, God has made one man, one wife. And so, therefore, we don't want anyone to get the understanding that they can have two wives. That is not according to the Word of God, not according to what we need to do, in particular this day and this time. And I'm saying to you that whatever the situation it is in your life, whatever you may be going through today, that if you allow God to come into your life, if you allow God to handle whatever situation that you may be in, that God will move on your behalf. I would like to get ready to thank the Lord for all our panelists on today. I think it's a privilege as well as an honor to have had Ms. Helen Hooper, Ms. Pastor Monica Bryant, Pastor Francina Shanks, and Evangelist Geraldine Spencer. And I want them, even as always, when we get ready, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And I'm going to pray for you that in our listening audience. You may not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You may have been or is a backslider, but I want you to know that Jesus Christ is married to the backslider. And you can ask the Lord today to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save you. And I want you to know today, if you ask Jesus Christ to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and to save you, he will save you, he will forgive you, he will cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember it no more. Yes, you may have been saved, but yes, you may have looked back like Lot's wife did, but you know today, God will forgive you for whatever you may have done. Just ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you. Ask him to make you whole. Yes, he will come into your life today. Why don't you just repeat it after me as I'll bring you back to life, bring you back to the presence of the Most High God, that God can come in, that God can make the difference in your life. Why don't you just repeat after me? Father, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. Save me, deliver me, make me whole. Make me that new creature in Christ Jesus. Let old things pass away and let all things become new. God, you said if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ raised him from the dead, you said that I can be saved. So, Lord, right now, God, I give myself to you. I give my heart and my soul to you, God, to move in it, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, from all sin. Thank you right now for casting every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remembering it no more. Thank you, Father, right now for all those that say that prayer with me. Thank you, Lord God, for the angels in heaven are rejoicing even right now because they have given their lives unto you. And Father, Lord God, those that are in our radio audience, Lord, I ask you, God, what a request, God, that they have before you today. Lord, I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to help them, Father God. Lord, I ask you, God, to open the windows of heaven on their behalf. I ask you, God, to pour them out blessing that there be not room enough to receive. Lord, I bind all sickness, all diseases, Lord God. Lord, every spirit of oppression and depression, I pray, God, even now that you would touch them, God, that you would make the difference in their lives, God, that you would saturate them with your word, God, that they will not be the same. Lord God, call that confidence and that trust, even as Hannah had to trust and have that confidence and have faith in you, God, that you, God, in the name of Jesus, will move on their behalf, even as you did for the woman of God. And for this, I thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, we thank the Lord for this broadcast on today. today, we want you to take the opportunity on this coming Monday at 5 p.m. There will be a new broadcast, which is called Crossroads. It's a panelist of professional women of God that God have or licensed to be able to minister through Christian counseling, through premarital marriage issues, and et cetera. And if you will just turn in, use the same number, call in on this coming Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. We don't want you, if there's a question or something that you would like to ask, a comment, we do not want you to give your name, where the city that you're calling from, but we want to be able to minister to you. And then on Wednesday and Friday is Hour of Power. I'm telling you, the Lord is moving. The Lord is opening the doors. We are seeing more and more of our radio guests calling that is listening to our broadcast. And we just thank you because the charts are going up. And we want you to continue to tell others about the Hour of Power. Get up with the Word of God every Wednesday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. And then on next Saturday, as every Saturday, we want you to tune in and come back with us as the panel of Breakthrough Broadcast come before you as God give us revelation of His Word. Again, this has been Dr. Mary O'Quarrie.